You don't get a lot of space to write a bio on your Instagram profile biography, and it is the only place on Instagram where you can place a working web link. So apart from a link, what should you be putting on there? This is Clickstarter, the regional Australian digital marketing podcast. I'm Dante St. James. First up, there is no one rule to rule them all when it comes to what to put in your Instagram bio. Well, that's kind of not true. The one rule I'd say there is to not get stuck on just one thing. Test different things. See what gets clicks or some kind of reaction, and then just keep testing new things. But until you're ready to really get stuck into a testing process, here's a few helpful hints to start you out. First up, you've got some space to work with there, so why not use it to lead people to somewhere where they can buy your stuff or maybe order your services? This is referred to as a call to action. It's literally as it seems. It's a bit of text calling out to your viewer to do something. Whether that's to share their stuff using your hashtag or the sharing of your profile to click on the link to go to your store, the important thing is to take advantage of the human tendency to be a little bit of monkey see, monkey do, and just do as they're told. The more literal amongst us need directing in a very directive way, so direct us on where to go. My only caveat on this bit is you should regularly swap out your call to action with other calls to action. This way you can test what things work best for people and what things turn, you know, your followers into regular customers. Next, try linking out to a landing page rather than just a page on your website with your stuff on it. There's plenty of options like ad page, insta page, or even Linktree. And if you've got a WordPress site, just create a new page and remove the navigation part of it. You can link off to your shop on one of these things on a landing page. Linktree is really good for this. It just gives you basically a blank page with a bunch of links that can go off to different places. So it might be other social media profiles. It could be your blog, your videos, shops, all that sort of stuff. But the key here is to make the link on your Instagram bio really count for something by making sure that people can do the thing you want them to quickly, easily, and once they do click on that link, that it goes somewhere useful to them. Finally, why not add a bit of formatting to your bio? This is where you add a bit of color. A wall of words is just noise to the eye. We're going to ignore it. But adding line breaks and some emojis to break things up will draw the eye and make things easier to read. Got a topic you'd like to see covered? Email info@clickstarter.com.au or follow Clickstarter on Facebook and message me from there. Right now though, get out there and do something today to help your regional small business to get known, get found, and stay known.